到我们啊喜瑞都教会。
That I have received the opportunity to come to Cerritos Church.
啊，来跟大家一起来参加这一次的灵恩布道会。
To participate with the members in today's spiritual convocation.
啊，今天早上啊，小弟想要用喜格拉风云这个主题来做我们敬拜神、互相勉励的一个题目。
So today I'd like to use the topic "The Storm of Ziklag" as a source of mutual encouragement.
我们知道大卫啊，他被亚撒母耳高利当王的那个时候啊。
So we know that.King David was anointed to be king by the prophet Samuel.
说真的，一开始他没有享受到当王的一个权利。
He never thought about some of the obstacles he might face when he becomes king.
啊，他被扫罗追杀。
He was pursued by King Saul.
说真的，那是非常可怜，他跑来跑去啊，到处躲扫罗。
He was in a very pitiful situation, running everywhere, hiding from Saul.
可是他到最后真的是没有办法了。
But in the end, he had no other choice.
所以他就去投靠他的以色列人的敌人啊。
So he went to the enemies of Israel.
非利士人啊，是以色列人的头号敌人。
The Philistines was the chief enemy of the Israelites.
是以色列人在这个以色列地里面啊，最头痛的一个种族。
They were the biggest headache to the Israelites.
那真的大卫真的没有办法，所以他就去投靠非利士人的一个叫做亚吉王。
So he had no other option than to go to the Philistines and to their king.
说真的是这是很无奈的一件事情。
This was a very difficult situation for him.
其实大卫啊去投靠亚吉两次。
He went and sought out on the king of the Philistines twice.
投靠第一次的时候，他发现这个非利士人不能接受他。
The first time he went, the Philistines rejected him.
所以啊，他就赶快逃命。
So he then became pretend to be insane.
他就装疯卖傻，在假装他是神经病，然后啊，这个到处乱来，就亚基法受不了了，那他就趁机会啊，就逃跑了。
So he pretended that he was insane. He acted and behaved irrationally. So the king sent him away.
那第二次呢，他真的实在是走投无路，他就跑去跟亚基王谈这个谈判了、啊、哈。
So the second time he went back to the Israelite, he went back to the king of the Philistines and pleaded with him.
啊，说真的，这个叫做投靠，没有错了。
This is
啊，这是啊，这个大卫啊，就是住在这个以色列人啊，这非利士人的地里面了。
So he went and he just lived in the land of the Philistines.
我们来看这个啊，撒母耳记上二十七章第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 27.
第五节
，verse 5，
撒母耳记上二十七章第五节
，First Samuel chapter 27:5。
大卫对亚吉说：“我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你在境外的城邑中赐我一个地方居住，仆人何必与王同住京都呢？”第六节
，verse 6，
当日亚吉将喜格拉赐给他，因此喜格拉属于犹大王，直到今日。这个地方讲到说，大卫就去跟亚吉王讲说：“我若在你面前蒙恩哦。”求你赐一个地方让我住。
So David said to King Achish, "If I found favor in your eyes, then give me a place to live."
所以亚吉亚就将这个喜格拉赐给大卫王。
So the King Achish gave the city of Ziklag to David.
这个所以说在非利士地里面只有一个城啊是属于犹大王的。
So within the entire kingdom of the Philistines, there's one city that belongs to Israel to David.
而且世世代代都是犹大王的。
And from then on, this city belonged to the kings of Judah.
因为那是非利士王亚吉送给犹大王的。
Because this city was given to Judah by the king of by King Ziklag, Achish.
啊，在大卫正式当王之前
，This is before King David became king.
是最愉快的那段时间，就是住在喜格拉这段时间。
And the happiest moments of King David at this time was to live in that city.
因为扫罗王不敢来追杀他。
Because King Saul would not dare pursue him.
那他跟亚吉王的感情也不错。
And his relationship with King Achish was good.
可是那段时间是大卫最自由、最快乐的时光、啊。
So this time was the was David King David's most happiest moments.
不过好景不长啊，这个亚吉王啊就跟扫罗王打仗了、啊。
So it was not long after that King Achish then went into war with King Saul.
那这个时候呢，这个大卫实在是不知道怎么办。
So at this time, David did not know what to do.
因为他是住在非利士人的地。
Because he was living in the land of the Philistines at the time.
以政治的立场来讲，他等于是啊要跟随亚基王的。
And as a result, he had to follow the armies of King Ashish.
那现在亚基王要去打仗，他当然要跟随亚基王啊。
So if King Ashish went to fight, he had to go with him.
你不能不跟他。
You cannot refuse.
因为他是你的王啊。
Because he is your king.
结果当他们在往这个往北边移动的时候啊。
So when King Asher's army marched north,
啊，神真的很疼大卫。
God truly loved David.
大卫虽然是在腓力士王的手下。
So David was under the army of the Philistines.
不过实际上他是犹太，他是以色列人的王。
But at the same time, he was the king of the Israelites.
那现在亚基王要去打谁呀？
So who is King Ashish going to fight?
去打以色列人啊！
Of course, he's going to fight Israel.
这大卫王怎么可以去打自己的呢？
So how can King David, the king of the Israelites, fight his own people?
这是一个很大的问题啊！
So this was a big problem.
不过啊，神就让这些腓力士人的首领啊，不能够接受大卫。
So as a result, God did not allow the other princes of the Philistines to accept David.
所以这些大卫这个腓力士王的这个腓力士人的首领啊，就跑去跟亚基巴讲啊。
So the other commanders of the Philistine army went and told King Ashish.
大卫跑来跟这边干什么
？Why is David here with us?
亚基巴说没有啊，就跟随我们啦、啊。
Well, there's no reason. David is.Part of our army, and he's with us.
你怎么可以让大卫在我们后面啊？
How can you allow him to be with us?
你想他要用什么跟他的主人和好啊？
Think about it. He might be in collaboration with his masters.
扫罗王在前面啊。
Saul is in front of us.
大卫王在后面啊。
David is behind us.
打起来的时候啊。
When we go into battle.
哇，这个下次好玩啊。
This is a very difficult situation.
万一大卫背叛了，我们就惨啊。
And if it betray you, we are in deep trouble.
你没听过大卫扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗？
Didn't you hear them sing Saul killed his thousands and David killed the ten thousands?
啊，不然你以为哥利亚是怎么死的？
How do you think David Goliath?
我们那个勇士是怎么死的啊？
How did our champion die?
你不要忘了，是大卫杀死的啊！
Don't forget, it was David who killed him.
哇，你当大卫跟在我后面。
David is behind us.
我们的头就不保了。
Our necks are not protected.
大卫是个勇士诶。
David is a great warrior.
诶，这个亚基没有办法啊。
Ashish did not have any options.
因为所有腓力士人都不能接受大卫。
His Philistine commanders would not accept David.
大卫是以色列的英雄啊。
David is the champion of the Israelites.
所以亚基王就把大卫找来了。
So Ashish went and found David.
他是大卫讲，你在我眼前啊，没有什么错误。
He told David, "In front of me, you have no fault."
无奈啊，这些首领不能接受你。
But my commanders cannot accept you.
不然这样好了，你回去了。
So it's best if you go, if you depart and go home.
因为大家都不能接受你，你回去了。
Nobody will accept you, so you might you need to depart.
哇，你看，多么好的一件事，对不对
？So isn't this a great solution?
哇，不用打仗了。
I don't need to go into battle.
问题解决了。
My problems are solved.
哇，他们高高兴兴回家。
So they happily went home.
他们回到家的时候，他们已经离开他们家三天了。
So when they arrived home, they were away from home for 3 days.
回到家，风云变色。
But when they arrived home, their situation changed.
我们看《撒母耳记上》三十章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
撒母耳记上三十章第一节。
1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1.
第三日，大卫和跟随他的人到了喜格拉，亚玛利人已经侵夺南地，攻破喜格拉，用火焚烧。第二节
，verse two，
掳了城内的妇女和其中的大小人口，却没有杀一个人，都带走了。第三节
，verse three，
大卫和跟随他的人到了大城，不料城已经烧毁，他的妻子儿女都被掳去了。第四节
，verse four，
大卫和跟随他的人就放声大哭，直哭到没有力气。第五节
，verse five。
大卫的两个妻子耶斯列人亚希暖和做过拿巴妻子的加密人亚比该也被掳去了。第六节
Verse 6
大卫甚是焦急啊，因为众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他，大卫却倚靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。哇，回到喜格拉不得了了。
So when they arrived to Ziklag, it was a very difficult situation.
因为亚玛利人侵夺了南地。
Because the Amalekites came and invaded their land.
亚玛利人啊，是非常厉害的这个种族。
And the Amalekites was a very powerful enemy.
这个种族啊，到处去侵略别人。
This country went and would invade other countries.
哎，这个种族专门在欺负弱小的。
And they would bully the smaller nations around them.
所以以色列人出埃及的时候，那个。亚玛利人专门在做什么事情呢？就是在那个以色列人后面打那些弱队的。
So when the Israelites left Egypt, the Amalekites were there to attack from behind and to kill those who, the weak of the Israelites.
那现在腓力士王所有的军队全部往北移，以色列的军队全部都往北移啊。
So the Philistine army and the Israelite army were up north fighting.
他们就要到这个北边的加利利海，靠近加利这个在加密山一带，那一带有个平原，有没有？就是我们在启示录讲到那个哈马基多顿那个地方啊，那个是古战场，他们都在那边战争。
So the Israelites and the Philistines were fighting in a plain in the north by the Sea of Galilee.
那你想，所有以色列军队、腓力士人军队都在北边啊，南边都没有军队。
So if the Philistine army and the Israelite army were north, then the south was unprotected.
亚玛利人会放弃这个机会吗？
Do you think the Amalekites would give up this opportunity?
按照圣经记载，这些人不会放弃这个机会的。
From the Bible, we know that the Amalekites would seize on this opportunity.
所以亚玛利人就侵袭整个南地。
So the Amalekites went and invaded the entire southern area.
那这个洗格拉就在南地啊。
So the city of Ziklag was in the south.
当然没有军队保护，那城镇就等于没有保护了。
So without an army to protect it, the city was defenseless.
经过三天啊。
After 3 days.
大卫才回到他家才发现，哇，我家没有啦。
After 3 days, David went home and saw that his house was gone.
这个城被火烧掉了。
The entire city was burned.
里面都没有半个人啊。
There was no one in the city was deserted.
他们所有的妻、他们的妻子、他们的儿女、他们的财产，一切都没有了。
Their wives, their children are all gone.
哇，这是一件极为悲惨的事情啊。
This was a very heartbroken situation.
快快乐乐的回家，所看到的是什么都没有了。
They happily went home, but when they arrived home, it was a very hard situation.
其实那时候跟随大卫的600个人。
So there were 600 men with David at the time.
这600个人的一切都失去了。
These 600 men, their entire families were gone.
圣经记载说这600个人跟大卫啊在那边哭的哭啊，哇，那真是很壮观啊。600零一个男人在那边哭，哭到没有力气。
So the Bible recorded that these 600 men cried with David's until to the point they had no strength left.
这个时候啊，这里面发生了一些事情。
So, but at this point, something happened.
很值得我们去思考。
It's something that we need to think about.
第一个我们需要去思考的就是当他们回来的时候。
So the first thing that we must study is that when they arrived home.
这边有601个人。
These 600 men.
他们遇到的都是同样的事情哦。
These 600 men all encounter the same situation.
可是却有两种不同的反应。
But there were two different reactions.
这为什么会有两种不同的反应？
And why were there two different responses?
那这两个不同的反应是什么呢？
And what were these two different reactions?
其实他们都站在同一个地位上面的。
Even though they all arrive at the same point.
他们的妻子、他们的儿女、他们的财产、他们的一切都不见了。
Their wives, their children, their possessions were all taken away.
他们也不知道为什么会不见。
And they don't know what happened.
跑到哪里去也不知道。
They don't even know where they went.
他们回去看到是他们的家没有了。
All they knew is when they arrived home, their family and home were gone.
在这样的状况之下，有一种人就暴躁起来了。
But in this situation, there was one group of people who exploded.
因为对他们来讲，这是极大的改变。
They saw this as a harsh situation.
因为这个跟他们期待的不一样。
Because this was very different than what they were used to.
所以第一个发生的时候，是他们感到震惊。
So the first reaction was anger.
然后忧伤。
Then hurt.
然后哭泣。
Then they cried in bitterness.
接下来就生气。
And finally, they were angry.
因为不知道怎么办了。
Because they didn't know what to do.
实际上他们不知道他们的儿女跑到哪里去了。
They did not know where their children went to.
所以他们就生气。
So they were angry.
所以他们这样想要用石头把大卫打死。
So they wanted to stone David.
他们很焦急啊。
They were furious.
就很暴躁。
So they exploded.
那暴躁怎么办呢？
And what happened?
他们就把气出在大卫的身上。
So they directed their anger at David.
他们就说大卫都是你呢。
David, it's all your fault.
不是你的话，我们的妻子、儿女、我们的财产不会不见了。
If it wasn't for you, our family and our possessions would not have disappeared.
你如果不是去跟随那个腓力士人，
if you didn't follow the Philistines,
今天我们怎么会遇到这样的事呢？
Why would we encounter this situation?
都是因为你大卫。
Because you, David.
所以他们商量啊，要用石头把大卫打死。
So they were determined to stone David to death.
请问大家，他们把大卫打死可以解决事情吗？
But let me ask you, how can they resolve this situation if they stone David?
他们用石头打死大卫合理吗？
And secondly, is it correct for them to stone David?
这600个人为什么会来跟随大卫？
Why do these 600 people follow David?
是大卫去招募的吗？
Is it because David went and called them?
大卫差一个妻子说来跟随我来一个一天五百块。
So did David advertise it? If you follow me, I'll give you $500.
大卫是这样做的吗？
Did David do this?
不是啊。
No.
那这些人为什么跟随大卫啊？
So why did these people follow David?
我们看撒母耳记上二十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 22.
撒母耳记上二十二章。
1 Samuel chapter 22.
第一节
Verse 1
大卫就离开那里逃到亚杜兰洞他的弟兄和他的父亲的全家听见了就下到他那里去第二节
Verse 2
凡受窘迫的欠债的心里苦恼的都聚集到大卫那里大卫就做了他们的头目跟随他的约有四百人这个地方讲到说当大卫到逃到亚杜兰洞的时候跟随他的有四百人
In these verses it tells us thatWhen David went to the cave of Adullam, there were 400 men following him.
当然还要加上他的家里的一部分的人。
And if you add his family members.
那这些人为什么会去跟随大卫？
So why did these men follow David?
圣经上说这些人都是窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的。
The Bible recorded that these people were those who were in distress, who were in debt, and who were discontent.
也就是说在他们的生命当中他们遇到困难了。
It means that in their lives, they encounter some difficulty.
他们不知道去跟随谁。
They didn't know who to follow.
没有人帮助他们。
No one was there to help him.
大卫可以帮助他们。
But David was there to help him.
大卫是一个公义的人。
David was a fair man.
大卫是一个好人。
David is a good man.
神站在大卫这边。
David, God stood with David.
是这些人自己去投靠大卫的哦。
So these men went and sought out David.
不是拜大卫去拜托说来啦，来跟随我啦，拜托来跟随我。大卫从来没有做这样的事情。
No, David did not, never went out and sought people to follow him.
你们来跟随大卫的时候是受到窘迫的。
They went and sought David because they were in very discontent with their lives.
是困苦的，欠债的。
They were in difficulties.
是心中苦恼的。
Their heart was hurt.
你们来跟随大卫。
So they came and sought out David.
你们的生命得到保障。
Their lives were made better.
这些人的生命得到大卫的扶持。
Their lives received the protection of the blessing of David.
他们住在喜格拉一段时间。
They lived in the city of Ziklag.
他们过着平安快乐的生活。
They lived a very happy and peaceful life.
奇怪呢，也没有听到说他们在感谢大卫呢。
But strangely, we never heard them give praise to David.
他会给他们好的生活。
David gave them a good life.
刚才把他们聚集起来照顾他们。
David protected them.
是。这不是大卫求的，是他们自己来的。
This David never asked them to follow him.
今天遇到这样的事情。
So today we encounter a similar situation.
都是你大卫。
It's all your fault, David.
这合理吗？
Is this fair?
大卫愿意到非利士人这边吗？
Did David want to go to the Philistines?
大卫走自己走投无路了。
David ran into a dead end.
所以他才不得已跑到亚基王这边来。
So he had nowhere else to turn but to the Philistines.
那大卫也是不得已的。
So, but this was not David's choice.
错在大卫吗?
Was it David's fault?
大卫有叫他们来跟随吗?
Did David ask them to follow him?
没有。
No.
那他们为什么会生气?
So why were the people so angry?
一个人生气的时候都是一般都是认为自己是对的。
When people get angry, they always believe that they are correct.
如果他们认为自己是理亏，他们不会生气。
If they believe that they were at fault, they would never get angry.
他今天为什么会生气?
So why would...Why would they get angry?
因为他认为对自己是对，对方是错的嘛。
Because they believe they are correct and the other side is wrong.
所以人认为说他有权利生气。
So therefore they believe they have the right to be angry.
或者第二点就是说他发现了有人不顺他的意啦。
Or secondly, they believe that people are not accepting of their will.
这种人哦也会生气。
These people are also angry.
他希望能够达到某一个目标。
They have a goal that they wish to reach.
可是他发现有人在扯他的后腿。
But they feel that there is somebody blocking their path.
所以他不能达到那个目标。
So therefore they cannot reach their goal.
他这种人也会生气的哈。
These people will also get angry.
还就是说自己的利益受到亏损。
They feel that it's my effort is not enough.
啊，这种人也会生气的。
And these type of people will also get angry.
不过啊，圣经上告诉我们一件事情。
But the Bible tells us something.
我们看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言十四章
Proverbs chapter 14
第二十九节
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 29
十四章二十九节
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 29
不轻易发怒的大有聪明性情暴躁的大显愚妄这边告诉我们说一个不会轻易发怒的人是聪明的人
So This verse tells us that he who is slow to wrath has great understanding.
一个容易生气的人真的是一个愚妄的人。
But he who is impulsive exalts folly.
跟随大卫的人正是愚妄的人。
So those who followed David were impulsive.
其实如果那个时候他们真的把大卫给打死了。
At that time, if they really killed David,
这是有可能的事情嘛，对不对？
And this is a possibility.
那他们的儿女就救得回来吗？
Could that bring back their children?
在这个世界里面，非常明显的就是说，后来他们没有把大卫打死，所以因为借着大卫所做的几个动作，所以把他们的儿女都救回来嘛。
But if you look at the rest of the story, it's when they follow what David commanded, they were able to gain back their children.
如果说那个时候他们真的把大卫给打死了，
at that time, if they really killed David,
那他们才真的倒霉了。
Then they really are in big trouble.
他们所拥有一切真的全部都救不回来了。
They will not have any opportunity to gain back what they lost.
他们的生气是非常的愚昧的。
Their anger was truly unrighteous.
他们为什么会做这样的决定？
So why did they make this determination?
为什么圣经上告诉我们说不轻易发怒的大有聪明？
So what did the Bible tell us? Those who are slow to wrath has great understanding.
我们每一个人都生气过。
Every one of us has been angry before.
小弟也生气过。
I have been angry.
越年轻的人越容易生气。
The younger you are, the more angrier you get.
因为社会经验不够。
Because our patience is not enough.
不是，你的经历不够，生命的经历不够。
Our experiences are not enough.
而且哈，血气方刚。
and our temper is short.
那你会发现哦，生气的时候，你的脑筋哦，比较运转上会出现，比较会想的不是那么的周全。
And you'll find that when we are angry, that we don't think clearly.
所以说，那个时候你最容易错误的决策。
So it's at that time that you are most likely to do something that's wrong.
一个人能够保持冷静的头脑
，is someone who's able to protect their thinking.
他可以想到的东西会越周全。
Then they can think very clearly.
所以圣经上告诉我们没有错。
So the Bible tells us it was true.
一个不轻易发怒的人是有聪明的。
A person who is not easy to anger is very smart.
一个容易生气的人。
But a person who's very easily angered.
当他在做决策的时候，因为他想不够周到。
But a person who's very easily angered cannot think clearly.
所以他会做错误的决策。
So he will always make wrong decisions.
而这些错误的决策好像泼出去的水一样。
And when he makes these wrong decisions, it's like a dam that's broken.
那造成的结果，有时候真的是没有办法收拾。
And the results of his actions sometimes cannot be corrected.
有人跟我这样讲。
So, someone told me.
传道。
Pastor,
我的生气是对的。
Pastor, my anger is
因为对方真的是错。
Because the other side is
我不能忍受。
I cannot accept him.
我说或许你是对的。
Yes, maybe you are correct.
他说我发怒是有理由的啦。
My anger is righteous.
我发怒是正确的。
That my anger is just.
不，我们来看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章十九节
James chapter 1 verse 19
我亲爱的弟兄们这是你们所知道的但你们个人要快快的听慢慢的说慢慢的动怒二十节
verse 20
因为人的怒气并不能成就神的义当然这个地方是讲到听道跟行道的问题
So this speaks of the difference between to hear and to anger
不过啊事实上所有的问题都是一样的。
So regardless, the problems we encounter is all the same.
我们听到一些讯息，我们就会生气。
If we hear some bad news, we get angry.
可是圣经上告诉我们说，你要快快的听，多听一些，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
But the Bible tells us that we must be swift to hear, but slow to speak.
纵使说好，我发的怒是义怒，我为主耶稣发义怒，我为神发义怒。
But you say that, well, I am.Angry because I'm righteous, angry for God and for Jesus.
就好像那个雷子一样。
It's like
雷子，那个在主耶稣在这个世界上的时候啊。
When Jesus was in this world.
有一次啊，主耶稣啊要到这个经过一个撒玛利亚的村庄，然后要到耶路撒冷。
So Jesus was walking through Samaria to reach Jerusalem.
啊，耶稣想要在那个村庄休息。
So Jesus decided to find a place to rest.
那些人啊，知道耶稣啊是往耶路撒冷去的。就不招待耶稣。
So Jesus, knew that, that these people knew that Jesus was heading to Jerusalem, so they ignored him.
约翰就不高兴。
But John was not happy.
他跟主耶稣讲,
so he told Jesus,
求你啊, 让我降火来把这些人全部烧掉。
So John said, Lord, let me ask fire to come from heaven to burn everyone here.
耶稣没有说, 对对对对, 就是这样, 耶稣没有这样讲。
But Jesus did not say, good, 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 let's do this.
耶稣说, 你所说的你不知道, 你。
But Jesus told John,
我是来干什么的?
You do not know what you speak. Why did I come?
我是来毁灭这些人的吗?
Did I come to destroy these people?
我是来救这些人的。
But I came to save them.
这些人无知。
These people do not understand.
确实是无知啊。
They do not understand.
这些人做这个决策是错误的, 当然是。
What they did was wrong, that's true.
对, 你讲的都对。
But, and what you say is correct.
可是你发这个怒, 并不能成就神的意啊。
But your anger cannot bring forth the righteousness of God.
门徒站的角度是对的。
What the disciples were thinking was correct.
可是他们处理的事情的方法是错的。
But their method was incorrect.
而且圣经上告诉我们哦,
but the Bible also tells us.
啊, 这个非常的重要哦,
and this is very important.
圣经上说哦, 当我们在发怒的时候,
when we get angry,
我们要非常的小心,
we must be very careful.
我们看诗篇37篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 37.
诗篇37篇,
the 37th Psalm.
第五节。
Psalms 37 verse 5.
37篇第五节。
Psalms 37 verse 5.
当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。第六节。
Verse 6.
他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。第七节。
Verse 7.
你当默然倚靠神，耐心等候他，不要因那道路通达的和那恶魔成就的心怀不平。第八节。
Verse 8.
当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。第九节。
Verse 9.
因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。这个地方讲到说啊，我们不要为那个作恶的心怀不平。
So the Bible tells us that we should not be angry because of those who do unrighteous.
神是绝对的公平的。
God is fair.
神不讲话不代表神就同意这件事情。
God will bring forth what he says.
所以说当我们看到一件事情，我们认为啊，这些人错了。
When we see a situation, we say these people are wrong.
你觉得很生气。
You get angry.
我们是站在对的角色。
And we know from what angle we were looking at. And the other people are looking at on the wrong side. We get angry. How can they do this?
这个是作恶的人啊。
These are wicked people.
可是你要止住怒气。
But you must control your anger.
你不要心怀不平以致作恶。
Don't let your heart be in distress and cause you to commit sin.
没有错, 一开始是对方错了。
Yes, it might be that the other side is at fault.
可是我们不要气到我们自己错了。
But let us not get angry so that we also commit fault.
因为神审判的时候，他可不管谁错谁对啊，他可不管说是谁先错谁先后错了。But
when God delivers his punishment, he's not going to care who is wrong first and who is wrong last.
一开始是对方错，我们对，当然神是站在我们这一边的，神不一定讲话，可是神站在我们这一边。
Maybe it's because the other party was at fault first, but and God's standing with us.
可是我们不止住我们怒气，到最后我们做错了。
But if we continue to be angry and we also commit fault,
审判的时候我们就倒霉了。
But when punishment comes, we are also going to
我们跟随说，神啊，他错了。
But we might tell Jesus, but he was wrong.
神说，我没有说他们对啊，他错啊。
And God will say, well, I didn't say that he was wrong.
他的确是错啊。
He is at fault.
可是神会问我们啊。
But God will ask us.
那你做这样就对吗?
But what did you do what was correct?
那个有一句台语就是你鸡嘴就变鸭嘴。
And then the person who was speaking will be silent.
意思就是说，你本来会讲，主啊，这可能主耶稣这样问你的时候，说啊。 啊，这对啊，我自己也理亏了。
You in the beginning you might have a lot to say, but after God questions you, there is nothing left for you to defend.
所以神说，为什么神要我们止住怒气？
So why does God want us not to be angry?
实在是要保护我们。
Because to protect us.
我们如果说能够止住怒气，我们就不会失去那个理智。
If we are able to control our anger, we will not encounter this.
那我们就能真的依靠神。
And then we can truly rely on God.
那我们所做的就能合神的心愿。
And what we do will be in accordance with God's will.
当审判的那一天。
And so on the day of judgment,
你都不用讲话。
You don't need to say a thing.
神知道谁对谁错。
God knows who's right and who's wrong.
错的那一方如果不悔改就倒霉了。
And the party who's at fault and never repented will be punished.
所以说当跟随大卫这些人焦急暴躁了。
So, God, so these men were angry and impetuous.
事实上是不能真的解决事情的。
And they could not, and in reality, they could not fix their situation.
他们让事情变得更复杂。
And if they did what they wanted, they would have made the problem worse.
不过为什么后来这个事情可以解决？
So how did they fix this problem?
跟另外一个状况有关系。
And it has to do with the other, with them reacting in another way.
因为我们要休息啦。
But we have a break now.
我们要准时休息。
So, and of course we must have a break.
那请大家同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.